Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I feel the need to share something of great urgency with you. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. And I really did not want to start the broadcast week off on such a concerning note, because we've got a lot of crazy stuff happening in the country. But I was talking this over with Grace Baker, who is a learned woman, and she said, Todd, you need to let people know, you've got to warn America about this great danger looming across the fruited plain. So I thought, well, Grace, I'm really not sure about this. I know I'm putting words in your mouth right now, literally, Grace Baker.
Yes, you are, but that's okay.
But you were very, you know, when I raised this story, you were very, very alarmed at what,
yes.
What I shared with you, the
it's
information
very important.
I shared.
You have a duty to let people know.
I feel as if we have a moral and a fiduciary responsibility. As the leading conservative talk show, noon to 3 Eastern, for
yes.
us to discuss this issue. Because, again, it is an issue of national importance. Now, I know many of you conservative men out there were wanting to have relations with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
They had their online dating profile all set up.
That's right. I mean, they were on, what is the, I was going to call, it's not Getter. What do they call
Tinder?
It? Tinder. Thank you.
There's a lot of them.
So, yep.
Get her.
You know, AOC said that every conservative man in America was wanting to go out with her on a date, to have relations with her.
I mean, she's not bad looking, but.
No, I mean, look, Congressman Matt Gaetz, you know, said that, yeah, he said I'd take her out in a heartbeat.
This is true.
So there you go. So, I mean, you know, she is an attractive woman. She's a young woman. And, you know, she's out there doing all the, you know, vacationing and whatnot. But you don't need to do that, conservative men. And I want to, ladies, just hang tight for a moment. I want to talk to the men of the audience. You need to stay away from AOC. Because we got some disturbing information. You know, AOC has been very upset with all of you people out there not obeying the government's rules and regulations on COVID vaccines, wearing the face masks. She's been very upset about all of that. So AOC is fully vaccinated, and she's even got the boosters. So she was down in Florida, and she was dancing about, cavorting with drag queens at this nightclub. She was also spotted with her her boyfriend, the one who needs to see the podiatrist. They were at an outdoor cafe, and she was not wearing a mask during her vacation in Florida. I mean, she was photographed all over the place not wearing a mask. Well, now we know, and it was announced over the weekend, that AOC has come down with the China virus. Now, I know this must shock many of you because, like me, you're thinking to yourself, well, wait a second. The woman was fully vaccinated. So how is it that a fully vaccinated young adult could come down with the China virus? It is a terrific question. But that's not the concerning part of the story. The concerning part of the story is that AOC, who is now, and I don't know if this was some sort of reverse psychology, but maybe, just maybe, AOC, and Grace Baker, you can help me out here as a conservative woman. Maybe AOC, when she was reading all the tweets about her boyfriend's, you know, footwear and the crustiness of the foot, maybe she was realizing, wow, maybe I don't need to date these leftists.
Maybe she needed to branch out.
Maybe she wanted a strapping conservative guy who was, you know, who could carry her out of a burning building, who pees standing up. Maybe that's her way of saying, you know,
it's her cry for help.
Matt Gaetz isn't that bad looking after all. I mean, maybe that's what she was saying. I don't know. Is he married now?
I have no idea.
Well, Cawthorn's on the
He's back on the market.
He's back on the market now.
Yep.
Oh, jeez. So, but here's my word of advice. Stand down, man. Stand down. Because as much as I hate to say it, AOC is now communicable.
Oh, gosh.
So, you know, I'm just saying, you don't want to come down with that. That's all I'm trying to say. So we now return you to your regularly scheduled programming. Great to have you with us. You know, it was, we've got so much going on here. I want to start out with an item we received over the weekend. And it involves a group called Focus on the Family. Now, do you guys remember Focus on the Family back in the day? My parents were huge fans of Dr. James Dobson. He's the founder of Focus on the Family. He hasn't been with them for years now. He's got his own separate organization, his own separate ministry. So he doesn't, but Focus on the Family is still very, very influential and instrumental in the Christian community. I knew years ago that something was up with Focus, that the new folks were, the Focus on the Family leaders were not too keen on being as conservative as Dr. Dobson was. And so they started modifying some of their positions, and I don't think it was that noticeable to the average person. Well, over the weekend, the Epoch Times and a local television station got word that Focus on the Family was going to comply with the OSHA mandates. Now, today the OSHA mandate goes into effect, and it will remain in effect until the Supreme Court rules on whichever way they're going to rule on this issue. But right now, it is technically the law of the land. They're not going to enforce it. So the enforcement does not begin until February. So we've got about a month here of wiggle room. But beginning in February, if you do not comply, if you're a church, if you're a ministry, if you're a private business, and you have more than 100 workers, you will face fines. And it could be millions of dollars in fines. Now, what's interesting about Focus on the Family, according to this, and man, are they upset about this? I got some nasty emails over the weekend from Focus on the Family. Basically, they were upset that we were reporting on this story. But this is important because many of you support Focus on the Family with your money. And it's important for you to know what's going on here. So anyway, Focus on the Family, they told their employees that if the OSHA mandate becomes law, you will be forced to comply. So Focus on the Family has decided they are going to bow on bended knee to the federal government. Television station KRDO obtained an email from an employee that was purportedly sent to workers by Jim Daly, the new president of Focus on the Family. The concern is that if Focus failed to comply, they would face tens of thousands of dollars in fines. Now, many people within the building and many of the donors are outraged over this. And they're saying, wait, why is Focus on the Family going to comply with the government? So the Epoch Times reports that staffers who do not confirm they've been vaccinated by today must wear a mask at work, and they must start getting tested on February the 9th. The employee said, I understand why Focus had put out the information they sent out. The thing that I'm having trouble understanding is why they're not vocally or publicly fighting against the mandates and saying the government does not own our bodies, and that as a Christian organization, we believe God owns our bodies and that we are free people, not beholden to doing every terrible thing the government wants us to do. Now, Focus on the Family pushed back, and they said the report was inaccurate. And here's the statement. I'm going to read all this. We're going to be fair. We're not in the gotcha stuff here. Focus says they believe each person should have the right to determine if they should be vaccinated. We are firmly opposed to a vaccine mandate, and any reports that suggest otherwise are misleading. Well, that's all well and good, but that's not accurate. Their statement is not accurate. Yeah, we get it. They're opposed to the mandate, but they're not fighting against it. They're not in the fight like we are every single day here on this radio program. Where are they? And for that matter, I get it. What they're saying is, yes, we're adamantly opposed to the mandate, but we're going to comply. We're going to do it anyway. That's what they're doing. As a matter of fact, there's another statement, and let me tell you what we – let me explain how we do things on our website. We just don't cherry-pick quotes. We put it all out there so you can see everything in context because we don't want you guys to be we don't want to misrepresent. So here's what Focus said. The fines are media reports, and I'm going to read this. This is from Focus on the Family, their statement. Media reports in the Epoch Times that Focus supports a vaccine mandate are inaccurate. Notice they use the word inaccurate. They didn't say false or a lie. Focus believes each person should have the right to determine if they should be vaccinated. We are firmly opposed to a vaccine mandate, and any report that suggests otherwise are misleading. However, hey, folks, whenever that word pops up, you better listen up. However, when it comes to current masking or testing requirements for those unvaccinated, we strongly believe our donors' financial support should be directly invested in ministry to families, not given to OSHA through exorbitant fines. These fines are threatened to be $130,000 per infraction by OSHA and could therefore climb into multiple millions of dollars for an organization of our size. Okay, let me stop here. So what they're telling us is they're putting money above doing the right thing. That's what they're doing. That's what they're saying here. Let's continue. Therefore, at this time, we are complying with the requirement for masking. And on February 9th, testing if the Supreme Court does not overturn the Biden mandate. But our so you know what? Stop. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. Focus on the Family took a look at what was about to happen, and they decided, wait a second, we could lose all of our money here. Well, let me say something about Focus on the Family. Everybody has a decision to make here, folks. Everybody. And sometimes there are prices to pay for making a decision. Many of you in this audience have already made that choice. Some of you have been fired from your jobs. Some of you have been forced out. You've had to find another job. Many of you businesses out there, you've had to shut down because of these government rules and regulations. But everybody's got a choice to make. Focus on the Family's got a choice to make. It looks like they've made the wrong choice here because they took a knee to the federal government. Now, it seems to me that what they should have done is stand their ground, and they should do it by screaming from the mountaintops, shouting from the mountaintops. But that's not what they've done. They've done it quietly. And that's why it's important for us to share this information with you, because you need to know what Focus on the Family is up to. So the way it looks now, they're going to bow down to the government on this. I got to tell you, James Dobson, the founder of Focus on the Family, he would never. You think he would have bowed down to the government? You think he would have surrendered, waved the white flag, and told everybody to mask up, to go get tested? I don't think so. I don't think so. So everybody has a choice here. Focus on the Family has a choice to make, and you, the donors of Focus on the Family, you guys, you've got a choice to make too with how you spend your money. And based on the hundreds of comments on Focus on the Family's social media pages, people are enraged about this. What about you? 844-747-8868. Rule in effect today. What do you do? Do you comply? Do you not comply? 844-747-8868. Our website, ToddStarnes.com, and there's all sorts of great information. Caleb Park, our writing team, very busy today. When we come back, crazy story about American Airlines, and we'll get into that as well as your calls. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
I'm a little particular when it comes to bath towels. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and I want to tell you about my good buddy, Mike Lindell, over at MyPillow. Not only do they make great pillows, they also make incredible towels. Mike found the best towel company right here in the USA, and they have proprietary technology to create towels that feel soft, but actually work.
Again, all made with USA cotton, and they come with the MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. Here's what you're going to get. A six-piece towel set, normally $109, but now only $39.99. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com/Starnes. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes, and you are going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including those awesome towels. Enter the promo code STARNES or call 800-839-8506 for this incredible radio special. That's MyPillow.com/Starnes.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Jory writes in on the live stream, Todd, sadly, many pastors and Christian companies are in it for the money. They want their bread and butter. So they will often ignore the truth if it's controversial or involves personal cost they are not willing to pay. And again, folks, can you imagine the statement it would make? And you look at these mandates. And keep in mind, they're mandates. They're not law. You know, the left, they want you to think. They believe that you guys out there are so stupid that you don't know the difference between a mandate and a law. But we have the smartest audience in all of talk radio. And you guys see through that. You understand what's going on here. But could you imagine the statement Focus on the Family would make if they stood by their beliefs, took a stand, and ended up getting fined $1 million. Can you imagine the outrage? You would have millions of Christians marching on Washington, D.C. They very well could have changed these mandates. They could have changed, swayed national opinion. But a lot of these Christian ministries, and I don't mean to speak broadly, but you give these folks money. And many of them have decided to stay quiet. Many of them have decided to shut down and obey the government when they started shutting down the churches and the Christian ministries. And it's a shame. And I think Jory is right here that the reason why is they don't want to risk offending anybody. You know, that's a problem in a lot of churches across America. People don't want to offend anybody. Well, I got to tell you something. The message in that Bible, the good book, that's going to offend people. It's supposed to. 844-747-8868. We're going to get to this American Airlines story after the news break. But, Grace, I have to tell you about what happened to me over the weekend, and I'm curious if this is happening to other people. You know, President Biden says there is no supply chain problem. Everything is hunky-dory.
Oh, yes.
So I thought, well, all right, that's great news. So I've been looking for a new dining room table.
Sure.
So I went out to get a dining room table. And I found a couple online I liked, so I went down to the stores and went to the first. It was Ethan Allen Furniture. And they said, it'll be probably about 3 months before we get that table to you.
3 months?
3 months.
Not 3 weeks?
Not 3 weeks. So then I went to Haverty's. Same thing. And I went to another store. Same thing. Went to Macy's. They had nobody. Well, first of all, you can't even find a sales clerk at Macy's.
Oh, yeah, I believe that.
So I can't say same thing there because I never saw a sales clerk. So I'm just assuming it was the same thing. So I thought, doggone it, I'm going to go order something online here. Grace, I mean, everybody online in the stores, they say it's going to take about 3 months, 3 to 4 months before I get the dining room table.
Oh, yeah.
Because of supply chain problems.
I'm thinking you may need to go to IKEA. And build it yourself.
No, I'm not building anything. No, if I wanted to build...
Come on, it could be a fun weekend project.
What, you think we could? I could bring you and Kyle, and we could build it together? We could build my dining room table? Is that what you're saying?
Not sure that's in my contract.
Yeah, you want to read that fine print. That's all I'm saying. All right, very well. So I'm just curious, have you guys noticed that? The supermarket, it's weird. There are empty shelves. And it's for stuff that's not, you know, necessities,
yes,
but things you like.
Like certain brands.
Exactly. You just can't get it. Anything, no. I like the I like the Japanese Panko, you know, the Japanese. You can't find that anywhere. It's I'm serious. There are big problems coming to this country, folks. Pay attention. The supply chain thing is going to crash the economy if we're not careful. Hey, 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. Or if you have, can tell me where to go get a good dining room table, I'll take your calls, too. We'll be right back.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Great to have you with us today. Is your business, is your company, your employer, are they enforcing the OSHA mandates? You know, those go into effect today and will remain in effect until the Supreme Court weighs in. Now, unless I'm sorely misreading the Supreme Court here, I think that the conservative majority is going to hold and they will put Biden in his place. So that's at least that's my reading of the arguments, and I had a chance to read through those over the weekend. But we shall see. In the meantime, there was an interesting thing that happened over the weekend. Speaking of the Supreme Court, I want to go back to Friday when you had Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor, who made a statement that has yet to be retracted. It has yet to be clarified. It has yet to be removed from the official records of the court. Here is Supreme Court Justice Sotomayor as she weighs in on the China virus.
We have hospitals that are almost at full capacity with people severely ill on ventilators. We have over 100,000 children, which we've never had before, in serious condition, and many on ventilators.
So that's a lie. And when we heard about this on the program, I flat out called it. I mean, it's this is a very, very provable lie that was not challenged. Now, a lot of people are thinking here, okay, well, and I want, let's step back for just a moment. One of two things happened. Either Sonia Sotomayor is a ignorant woman, or, and again, and ignorant, I don't mean that insulting, it's that she did not know, she was speaking without knowing, or as we call it, and you folks in Mississippi call it, speaking out the wazoo. She was either ignorant or she knew exactly what she was doing, and she was trying to deceive her fellow justices. One of two things. Either or should disqualify her from the Supreme Court. But I don't think this is a stupid woman. I don't think she is an ignorant woman. I believe that Sonia Sotomayor was getting her talking points directly from the patron saint of Wuhan. I think she knew exactly what she was doing. They're advancing a narrative they know is false. And we know it's false because Brett Baer over at Fox News finally called out Sotomayor for what she really is. Let's go to cut number four, please.
We can find from Friday suggests there are fewer than 3,500 current pediatric hospitalizations from COVID-19. Is that true?
Yeah, but, you know, here's what I can tell you about our pediatric hospitalizations now. First of all, the vast majority of children who are in the hospital are unvaccinated. And for those children who are not eligible for vaccination, we do know that they are most likely to get sick with COVID if their family members aren't vaccinated. So the most important thing we can do for those children to keep them out of the hospital is to vaccinate them and to vaccinate their family members around them.
Understood. But the number is not 100,000. It's roughly 3,500. In hospitals now.
Yes, there are. And in fact, what I will say is while pediatric hospitalizations are rising, they're still about 15-fold less than hospitalizations of our older age demographic.
And by the way, there were so many nuggets coming out of that interview. So she confirmed that Sotomayor lied. So again, we don't believe that Sotomayor is ignorant. We believe she intentionally lied. She wanted to deceive not only the justices, but the nation at large. So we know that she is a liar. But that's not all we learned from this interview that the CDC director did with Brett Baer. We also learned that an overwhelming number of the China virus deaths were not from the China virus. Cut number 12.
The overwhelming number of deaths, over 75%, occurred in people who had at least four comorbidities. So really, these are people who were unwell to begin with.
In other words, you had people that had a heart condition. You had people that were obese. You had people that had the diabetes, as they say over in Arkansas. You had people that were dealing with very serious health issues. 75% of those deaths were a result of those issues, not the China virus. Now, the China virus may have exacerbated that, but that's not why they died. So this flies in the face of the mainstream media's narrative that people are getting the China virus. Perfectly healthy people are getting the China virus and they're dropping dead, pushing up daisies. It's simply not true. And you have to weed through all of this. I mean, that ought to be the lead story on every newscast in America. As I throw my pen in the studio, my apologies. But this is where we are, folks, where truth no longer matters. It no longer matters. But the reality is we have upended our lives. We have destroyed a generation of American children. I shudder to imagine what this country is going to look like in the next few years as we start to see the mental health issues manifested in these kids that have been stuck in their homes, especially in the Chicago area, by the way. We're going to have Amy Jacobson on. She is one of the hosts over at WIND in Chicago, and she's going to weigh in on this horrible school situation up there. But all that back to the Supreme Court here and back to the CDC director. She unveiled what we all knew to be true. We've been talking about this for ages on this program, that they will not give us an accurate count of the number of people who died strictly, solely, from the China virus. So when you look at those numbers, so now they're saying, okay, 75% of the China virus deaths, the people had comorbidities. That implies that the other 25% just died of the China virus, but that's not necessarily accurate because she was very specific. I want you to go back. Let's go back and listen. Notice she just said four. So it may be that another percentage had three comorbidities or another percentage had two. Maybe somebody had one.
The overwhelming number of deaths, over 75%, occurred in people who had at least four comorbidities.
All right, stop there. So, Grace, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a break here in a few minutes. I want you to take the number of however many China virus deaths there have been. All right, take that number.
All righty.
And I would have, she says more than 75%. We're going to be generous. I want you to tell me what 20% is of whatever the total number of China virus deaths are, all right?
Okay.
And we'll get that information. And then I want you to look up the CDC's numbers, the number of flu deaths in 2019 and 18. And we're going to compare numbers. And that way we're going to explain exactly how serious this situation has been. Folks, we have been fed a bill of goods. Now, I don't want to go full-blown conspiratorial on you, but this is not just happening here in America. This sort of thing is happening in every single country on the face of the earth. Something is up here. Something is up. There is an effort afoot to destabilize every major country on planet Earth, except for Russia and China. Something is going on here. We're going to talk about that. Let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Steve, Central Arkansas, wants to weigh in on these vaccine mandates. Hey, Steve.
Hey, Todd. You hear people talking about this, but I don't think it's stressed enough. I think the vaccine mandates are just a little carrier. I think this court ruling that's coming up has been the object of this whole thing to start with. I think if they get this court ruling that allows a government department to put pressure on private employees and threaten your jobs, that's the tool they've been wanting. They will use that on every public issue that is out there down the road. They've called the Second Amendment a public health emergency. Make your employers make you turn in your guns if you want to keep your job.
Now, Steve, that's an interesting thought here, because that is true. I mean, there are some cities where they are declaring the Second Amendment a public health emergency. And I'm surprised they haven't done that here in Memphis, where you got people getting shot all over the place. But to your point, this opens up a can of worms. And I just based on the questions that Justice Roberts and others were asking, I think we're going to be okay here, but they're not going to stop, Steve, and you know they're going to try to find some sort of a loophole or a workaround.
Yeah, I think that's – look what they've done with Roe versus Wade. That sounded – back in the 70s, that sounded like a fairly innocent – only in case of the mother's health or rape or some type of emergency. They turned it into now they're talking about waiting until the baby's born, and then having a discussion with your doctor and doing the old John McCain thumbs up or thumbs down.
That's it. That's it. Steve, got to run. Good thoughts. Folks, again, I'm curious, what is your boss telling you? Are you going to have to comply? Is your company going to have to comply with the OSHA mandate that goes into effect today? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Got a message over the weekend from one of our listeners in Collierville, Tennessee, and Bob is his name, and he said, Todd, I've been listening to the show forever. I've been hearing you talk about Patriot Mobile, and I decided to make the switch, and I got to tell you, it's everything you said it was going to be, and I am so glad to hear from Bob, and I would love to hear from you if you've made the switch to Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. That means that the money you pay is not going to be supporting far-left organizations. When you give money to Patriot Mobile, you are not supporting Planned Parenthood. You're supporting a pro-life organization. And it's super easy to switch. All you got to do is check out patriotmobile.com/Todd. That's patriotmobile.com/Todd. They have incredible nationwide coverage. Use the same towers the other guys use. And as Bob just discovered, Bob's a veteran. They're going to give you a discount anyway. But if you're a veteran or first responder, you get an additional great discount. Got to use my first name, Todd. That's the promo code. You're going to get free activation and a free gift. And if you are a veteran, first responder, you're going to get even more discounts. PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Do what Bob did. Go to the website or give him a call, 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. This is the Todd Stern Show.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
So we ran the numbers here. Grace Baker, who were you a math major, Grace Baker?
No, I was a journalism major. Come on now.
Well, I better double check these numbers.
Yeah,
then.
You might want to.
So 856,356 people died from the China virus. Is that worldwide or no, that's just here in America.
That's just here in America. Oh, but remember, this is numbers since the start of the pandemic to now.
So they're saying there have been 61 million China virus cases in America. Yes. 859,000 people have died.
Yes.
And then 42 million have recovered. But now they're telling us at least 75% or more than 79% or 75% had a comorbidity, four yes. or more. So when you factor that in, we're looking at roughly 20%. I suspect the number is more like 10 or 5 because they're not telling us, okay, if you had one or two comorbidities. Mm-hmm. We just want to know who flat out dropped dead of the China virus.
Sure.
171,000 people, which is a terrible number. Don't get me wrong. I mean, you hate it when people drop dead like that.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, were you a big Full House fan? Growing up?
No, I saw that, though. It's sad.
So you weren't either. You see, I felt bad because everybody's freaking out. You know, like
I just know a lot of people love
Bob
the show.
Saget, America's Dad. They call him America's Dad. And
yes.
I'm like, really? I mean, it is a terrible thing.
Very sad. He was just found dead.
So, weird story. I've stayed at that Ritz-Carlton before.
Oh, that's kind of creepy now. I hope not that room.
No, I know. But you know somebody's going to be staying there. I mean, it's not like they just, you know, shut down the room forever.
It might become famous,
actually. Bob Saget died here. No, that's terrible. They're going to, you know, they got to make money on the rooms. But they don't know what happened. Anyway, certainly our condolences and John Stamos. And, man, a lot of people. Lori Loughlin, is she out of jail now? Yep, she's out of jail. Remember she bribed those people to get her kids into the college.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? The big scandal.
I remember that very well.
If you're making that much money, just pay the money.
That's what I don't
what
understand.
What do you care? Yeah,
I don't get it.
I don't get it. Anyway, and then she was on When Calls the Heart.
Yes.
So anyway.
My mom liked that
All right.
show.
So, well, there you go, folks. And again, we peddle in facts here. And the fact is, you have been fed a load of grade A hooey. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Kevin McCarthy wants to be the next Speaker of the House, and he sat down with Breitbart. In the next hour, we're going to go through some of the things that he had to say. He plans on taking people like Ilhan Omar off of committees. I think that's – look, I know this is little of me, but I say payback. Payback is a-coming. And I say that the Republicans need to treat the Democrats just as they have been treated. And maybe, just maybe, the Democrats will come to terms with the fact that they have been behaving very badly over the past however many years. I doubt they will, but payback is a-coming. It's a-coming. All right, we didn't have a chance to get to this American Airlines story. We will get to this in the next hour. But a self-described pink hat-wearing feminist got her Birkenstocks in a twist when she noticed that the American Airlines pilot on her flight had a Let's Go Brandon tag on his luggage. And so she took to Twitter. She was very disgusted by this and triggered. And so she filed off a complaint, and she's an elite status member. I'm an elite status. No, that's, I'm sorry. That's inappropriate. She's a feminist. I'm an elite status member. And she was very upset over that. Well, you know, the feminists have the very deep voices, and they also wear the turtlenecks. I don't understand why. They just do. Anyway, American Airlines has apologized. So why would they even give this little bully the time of day? But they've apologized, and we can only hope they don't punish the poor airline pilot. I mean, what business is it of hers what this pilot has on her luggage? By the way, back in 2020, and we went back and we did the homework here on this, back in 2020, American Airlines allowed their crew members to wear Black Lives Matter pins. So help me understand this. You're going to let your employees wear clothing and pins that promote a domestic terrorist organization, but you're not going to let your pilot have a Let's Go Brandon sticker on his luggage? What's up with that? By the way, we're getting some new information here. A new variant of Trump derangement syndrome has apparently been discovered. The CDC says the new variant, and this is breaking news, the CDC says the new variant is called LGBT. LGBT, that is the new variant of Trump derangement syndrome. Apparently, LGBT stands for Let's Go Brandon Toxicity. So, God have mercy if you catch that disease. I got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. Get tested, too. We'll be right back, America.
From the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
Grace, I have a question for you. Being a member of Generation Z.
I guess technically I am.
So, I was writing a text message. So the Starnes family's been going through a bout with the China virus, and so we haven't had Christmas yet because everybody keeps coming down with the virus. So anyway, we were texting back and forth, and I had a question about the I get OMG and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
LOL. Yeah. Is it lowercase or uppercase? I never know.
I either do all lowercase or all uppercase.
So it's one or the other, but not a mixture.
Not both.
All right. Well,
not
I just want
typically.
Wanted, yeah, it's just hard. You know, you don't want to appear your age. And so
this
it's
is true.
Trying to get acclimated. Well,
let me
That's
see real
all.
Quick. Do you know BRB?
BR is that like a bed and breakfast?
Not quite.
I don't know.
Be right back.
Be right back.
Uh-huh. BRB.
Why don't you just say be right back?
Because it's less characters
but
to type.
Okay. What about Airbnb?
That's a totally different thing. BNB, not BRB.
Okay. You see, this is all very
confusing.
Come on,
confusing. Todd.
It's very confusing. That's all I'm trying to say.
We're here to help.
Thank you, Grace. Appreciate mm-hmm. it. All right, folks, this hour, Kevin McCarthy wants to be the Speaker of the House. He's laying out his plan, and we're gonna break that down for you. And the question right out of the gate: Is that enough to get you to support Kevin McCarthy, or should we have someone new, some fresh blood in there, like someone like a Jim Jordan, someone who is actually a proven fighter? So we're gonna get into that a little bit later on. Also, Turning Point USA. We've got some local chapter members from the University of Memphis who are fighting back against critical race theory. We're going to be talking to those students as well. But right now, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. We're very excited to share with you an incredible tour that's happening all over America called the Reawaken America Tour. Clay Clark is on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Clay, good to have you with us today.
How's it going?
Clay, going well. And I know that you're always in the thick of things. I heard you over the weekend on a show. And, you know, there's a lot happening in this country right now as people try to figure out, do we want to be a free people or do we want to be slaved to communism and socialism?
Well, I'll tell you this right now. If you go to timetofreeamerica.com /revelation, if I get abducted by an alien, which seems like par for the course this year. But if you go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, the truth lives on right there. But check this out. The Centers for Disease Control, which everyone is being told to listen to. In 2002, the Centers for Disease Control patented the coronavirus transmissible to humans with patent number 727-9327.
All right.
And that changes things quite a bit, doesn't it, when you start hearing the recommendations from the CDC? Oh, we should stand 6 feet apart. We should take this test. We should do this. The CDC is not an organization that we should trust. And that's moving us closer to Marxism and socialism. And what's happening right now is people need to wake up to the facts. In fact, in 2015, the patent for the COVID-19 test was filed. In 2019, if you look it up, you go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. It says right here, system and method. This is on the NIH website. The system and method for testing for COVID-19 was actually patented in 2015. That changes a lot, doesn't it?
Well, Clay, I mean, and again, this goes to the narrative, and clearly we have not been told the full story. Clearly, the CDC has been lying to us, and it's not just America, and that's the concern here, Clay. I don't think that we can just look at what's happening in our country in a vacuum. We've got to look at what's happening in other freedom-loving countries around the world. This is some sort of a global phenomena, and you do wonder, and we talk about the New World Order, one world government. It raises a lot of questions.
Well, I would just say this, and I want people to understand this. Again, if you go to timetofreeamerica.com, and you probably want to grab a coffee or a glass of wine, okay? You're going to take about 10 minutes here, okay? But 2002, the CDC patents the coronavirus, and someone says, what? That's a fact. 2010, a document called the Rockefeller Plan was written. And if you go to page 16 of the Rockefeller Plan, it states a world of tighter top-down government control and more authoritarian leadership is needed, including quarantines, curfews, lockdowns, and forced vaccinations. Sounds familiar. And then we all know about Harvard's professor, you know, Charles Lieber. He was arrested and recently convicted there over the Christmas season there. The Harvard professor, he's the one who's creating the nanotechnology that goes inside the human body that allows humans to receive signals without their permission. So what we need to understand is Klaus Schwab wrote a book in 20...
Is that The Mark of the Beast?
Yeah. I mean, think about this. In 2015... Klaus Schwab was being interviewed by Charlie Rose. This is on the Charlie Rose show. And Klaus Schwab was asked by Charlie Rose. He says, Klaus Schwab, what is COVID-19? He says, what is the Great Reset all about? By the way, Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum, wrote a book called COVID-19, The Great Reset. So Charlie Rose says, in 2015, what is the Great Reset? And this is how Klaus Schwab responded.
Intelligence. Exactly. And robots look at things like gene editing.
Exactly.
You know,
here we go. Get ready.
Horizon for medical science.
And you see, the difference of this fourth industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you if you take a genetic editing.
Did you hear what he just said? He said the difference of the fourth industrial revolution, he says, it doesn't so much change what you're doing for a living as much as it changes you through the gene editing. So this is part of the plan. So if we remember, I know it's hard to put all these dates, so that's why I put a timeline there at timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. But March 11th, 2020, the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a global pandemic. March 11th, 2020. And did you know that 15 days later, on March 26th, 2020, Bill Gates and Microsoft filed for a patent for a cryptocurrency system using body activity with the publication number WO2020-060606, thus making it possible, technologically speaking, for no man to buy or sell unless he has that technology inside his body.
All right. Well, it certainly sounds like the New Testament Book of Revelation, Mark of the Beast.
It does. And I will tell you this. What you have to understand is that I grew up in a Christian family. And I was taught, and I'm not blaming my parents, I'm just telling you what I grew up with. I was taught that Satan seemed to be a kind of a mythological character that was indicative of things that were bad. You know, bad things, Satan, Darth Vader, good things, Jesus. But I didn't know that Satan really existed. However, on April 12th, 2020, Microsoft, during the lockdowns, chose to feature, she's openly satanic, a spirit cooker by the name of Marina Abramovich. And if you'll go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, you can see Marina Abramovich showcasing her satanic worldviews in the Microsoft Easter commercial. That's why they did that. May 1st, 2020, Congress introduced the legislation, H.R. 6666. Folks, look this up in Google or DuckDuckGo right now.
Come on.
H.R. 666. Look it up right now on your computer. Type in H.R. 6666 in DuckDuckGo or Google.
All right. We'll check that out, Clay. Hey, look, real quick, though, we've got to promote this nationwide tour that you guys are doing. And it's kind of a who's who. You've got, General Michael Flynn, Mike Lindell, among others that are on this this big tour.
Yeah, I will tell you, if you want to know what's going on and you want to hear it, you want to hear from the top medical professionals that actually treat patients, doctors, scientists, attorneys. You want to go to timetofreeamerica.com, and our tour is a little unique in that you can name your price. So we're not going to have...
Today's event is sponsored by the Big Pharma Deep State to expose the deep state.
I mean, we're going to have... These are all people, Mike Lindell, General Flynn, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. You're going to have Robert F. Kennedy Jr. You're going to have Dr. Judy Mikovits. These are all people that are in the fight. You know, the gym owner from New Jersey, Ian Smith, who's been on Tucker Carlson countless times. Seth Keschel will be exposing election fraud. But the whole point is we're going to expose election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and mainstream media fraud all at this two-day event. You can go to timetofreeamerica.com to request those tickets. And we're down to our final eight tickets for our Phoenix, Arizona event, January 14th and 15th, this Friday and Saturday, January 14th and 15th.
All right, Clay, we're gonna leave it there. Good stuff. Good luck out there on the tour, and we appreciate you coming on the program today.
I really do appreciate you. Take care.
All right. Clay Clark, Reawaken America Tour. Grace, what was I was still kind of caught up on the whole Mark of the Beast thing, and there was a 666 patent. I didn't understand.
Let's not even
that.
Get into the metaverse.
Okay,
that's a whole other topic.
Is that the Spider-Man thing?
No.
Oh, that's the multiverse.
That's the multiverse.
I'm sorry.
Metaverse is the Facebook creation that's going to suck us all in. We're going to be in Ready Player One, the movie.
Oh,
anyway.
Okay.
There's a lot to unpack there. I couldn't keep up with it.
I need a vacation.
I thought Ben Shapiro talked fast.
Anyway, ThriveTimeShow.com is the website if you want to get information on the tour and what they're doing. Again, Clay Clark with the Reawaken America Tour. All right. So we're going to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
All right. Hello, everybody. Good to have you back with us. Wanted to give a special shout out to all you people out in the metaverse or multiverse or wherever. The universe. Have you ever had one of those days? And I don't know if Rush Limbaugh, the great Maharishi, if he ever just had a show that just sort of, you know, went off the rails. Grace, I think that's today. I think that is today on the Todd Starnes radio program.
Well, it is a Monday. It's our first full week back because the week before, right? No, wait, we did have a full. See, I can't keep up with the days either. We're in the multiverse. It's okay.
What are you doing to me, Grace? This is not helping matters.
It's all my fault. I know. I make it only worse. It's always Grace's fault.
It's all right. It's in the contract. We got to blame somebody.
Yep, it says, if we're not sure who to blame, we will blame Grace.
Well, there you go. All right. Thank you, Grace. You took one for the team.
I did.
I will remember that at the year end for the bonuses.
Thanks.
I'll remember that. All right. The CDC, ladies and gentlemen, website. They have a message. They say that to control the spread of disease within the borders, states have laws to enforce the use of isolation and quarantine. This is from the Gateway Pundit. The law also includes the use of police power functions in their quarantine stations. Quote, and this is from the CDC website, in addition to serving as medical functions, isolation and quarantine are also police power functions derived from the right of the state to take action affecting individuals for the benefit of society. In other words, the CDC seems to think they've got the power to have you arrested and isolated, thrown into a quarantine camp. That's what the Australians have done, by the way, to stop the spread of the China virus. Now, this is interesting because where is the tweet I just saw? This is from the CDC director, who is now saying, and this is a direct quote from the CDC director, Dr. Walensky, that, quote, what the vaccines cannot do anymore is prevent transmission. Let me repeat this again. The vaccine, by the way, the vaccine that they want all of us to get, they want everybody to get the jab. Many, many, many young people are now dealing with heart problems they did not have before they got the jab. Many soccer players, by the way, did you see the video, this heartbreaking video of a soccer match somewhere over in Europe? And they've been having a huge problem with the soccer players just falling out, having heart attacks right there on the field. And some poor guy, was he the goaltender? I don't know. He was he just grabbed his chest, boom, he's on the ground, having a heart attack on live television. All of these people have gotten the jab. So now the CDC is telling us, you know what? We know that everybody got the vaccine. And what's the point of getting the vaccine? So you don't get the virus, right? How many people do you know? And I know the numbers here. I checked the numbers. But let's talk about chickenpox. Chickenpox, all right? Nobody gets chickenpox anymore, right? Okay, we ran the numbers, and around 10 to 15% of people who get the vaccine for the chickenpox end up getting the chickenpox. That is not the case with the China virus. As a matter of fact, and don't be surprised, do not be surprised if this happens. We're moving for the CDC director to come out and say what the vaccines can't do anymore is prevent transmission. You know what that tells me? That tells me they're about ready to get out and announce, folks, oops, are bad, but turns out the vaccines will make you more susceptible to getting the virus. Don't be surprised if that comes down.
Oopsie. We're really sorry about that. We thought we had it nipped in the bud, but we don't. Oopsie.
Do not be surprised if that happens. They're coming to that point. What the vaccine can't do anymore is prevent transmission. So what's the point of the vaccine, ladies and gentlemen? If the vaccine cannot prevent transmission, what is the point? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Oh, I've got to play this audio. President Biden went out to Colorado, and he was supposed to comfort the people who lost their homes in the wildfires. Instead of doing that, he started talking about windmills.
We're going to have windmills you're going to see that have 100-yard wingspans each propeller on that windmill, 100 yards long. So there's so much that is going to be able to be done. And, when I visit the National Renewable Energy Lab.
Get it together, man.
About 20 miles, I said, from here. It's also going to create significant number of jobs.
Reason All right, stop. Thank you. Look, Biden seems to believe that the windmills will actually blow out the flames of the fires. That's why he's going on about these windmills with the giant wingspans. Oh, geez, hello. All right, let's go to the phones here. Hendersonville, North Carolina. Ben, WHKP. All right, Ben, what's going on? What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm so tired of listening to this COVID stuff. And I was just wondering, all these people that are coming across our border, I hear none of our officials or the so be it people that know anything, how come they're not being jabbed or even tested or where in the heck they're at? Nobody knows.
Ben, that's the million-dollar question right there. Ben, seriously.
Yeah, just go ahead, send it in the suitcase, put it in my driveway.
Right. Ben, God bless you. We're coming up on a break here, but you're making a lot of sense. Ben is making a lot of sense. And we have to start thinking like that, folks. Well, wait a second. If it really is that bad, then why are they allowing all of these people infected with the virus into our country to spread the virus that's supposed to kill everybody? So there's more to this. We'll get to it a little bit later. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, President Trump's big rally coming up this Saturday. There's only one major news network that's going to cover the rally live. That's our good friends, our partners over at Newsmax TV. Folks, I watch Newsmax all the time. Great hosts, Grant Stinchfield, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bowling, Sean Spicer. And look, the media, yeah, they're censoring President Trump. Not even Fox News is going to carry the rally live. So millions of people have been tuning into Newsmax. President Trump says it's really great. This Saturday, the president is expected to make a big announcement. We don't know what that announcement is. Well, I kind of sort of have a hunch. Anyway, that's coming up this weekend in Arizona. Got to tell you, you got to watch Newsmax's Trump list and get the rally info. You say, what is the Trump list? Very easy. I'm a member of it. All you have to do is text the word SKIP to 39747. That's SKIP to 39747. SKIP to 39747, and you will be among the first to know when the president makes his big 2024 announcement. Again, text SKIP to 39747 now. And folks, make sure you watch Newsmax, real news for real people. All right, so we have a rule on this radio program. And it's really a guiding principle. We are celebrating our 5-year anniversary this year. And we made a promise early on that whenever conservative students come under fire, that we would stand alongside those students. And we have lived by that and honored that principle for a very long time now. Well, here in Memphis, Tennessee, at the University of Memphis, the public university, the state university, there has been a great controversy that has exploded onto the national scene, where, in essence, faculty members are being bribed. They're being offered a bribe to insert critical race theory into their classes. Well, I want to welcome into our studio Peyton Thornburg, who is the vice president and campus coordinator of the Turning Point USA chapter at the University of Memphis. Peyton, good to have you with us today.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So this is a crazy story that has gone national, and I want you to tell us how you guys played a role in that.
So after the email was leaked out revealing the university's plans to offer $3,000 to professors to infuse social justice and equity into all their courses, including core classes that you have to take before you can even take your specific classes for your major, Fox News, our Fox and Friends specifically, reached out to me, Audra Luttrell, and Anne Elizabeth Matheny about coming on their show and giving our opinions about it, and everything just took off from there.
So you guys, we were talking before the break, you guys have a pretty good-sized TPUSA chapter at the university.
Yes, sir. At the moment, we're sitting about 32, 33 members. We're doing everything we can to be active on campus and making our voices heard.
What is that experience like, being a conservative on campus at the University of Memphis? Is it a difficult thing like other places?
Yes, sir. I would definitely say it doesn't make you more friends, for sure. But
is that right?
Surprisingly.
Have you guys run into any kinds of problems with the administration, with faculty?
No, sir, not particularly. We get a decent amount of support from professors just as far as allowing us to set up and table and host events. But other than that, nothing really.
So you guys go on Fox News Channel and you give your opinions about this. I mean, you guys were reaching out to the Student Government Association beforehand, and what did you want the SGA to do?
We really wanted them to just hear us out and let them know that we don't agree that that's where the taxpayer money should be allotted, especially with the condition of some of the dorms and other classroom buildings on campus.
I mean, that's a lot of money, $3,000.
It really is.
And I've driven around campus. It's a little run down.
It's a little outdated, for sure.
So you really do wonder, you know, what was the end goal here with this $3,000?
I wish I could say. I definitely think that ultimately they were hoping to vamp up into more woke mindsets onto campus, and I'm glad we spoke up when we did.
Have you guys seen that? I mean, you've got a lot of members of TPUSA on the campus. Mm-hmm. Have you guys started to see this idea that there's white privilege, white people have to repent for the color of their skin?
Well, so I can't speak personally on it, but Anne Elizabeth, if she was here, she took our critical race theory class that is offered on campus, and she has a lot to say about it pertaining to that.
What did she discover in that class?
It does shame you for the most part as far as trying to push the white guilt of just being born white, you're automatically an oppressor.
It shames you for being a white person.
It does. It
at the University of Memphis.
Yes.
It's unacceptable.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, here on this program, you know, we believe in following the belief system that MLK preached about. Mm-hmm. Don't judge people by the color of their skin,
exactly.
The content of their character.
Well, and that's what all those classes, social justice, equity, critical race theory, it teaches you to view someone by the color of their skin, and that's not right.
What's been the reaction? I'm curious. Have you guys is this a conversation that students are having on campus, or is this more of a faculty sort of led issue?
It's definitely more faculty led.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Wow. Would you say I've asked a lot of people this question about their campuses. Would you say that the faculty would be more liberal than the student body?
I would say as a whole, yes. And Memphis is kind of a weird campus as far as political leaning. Nobody really speaks up about it much, but it's I would definitely say there's a silent majority of more conservative or moderate leaning students.
Is that right? I would be stumped. Grace Baker, you were president of the Young Americas Foundation when you were at University of Memphis.
Yes.
Did you find that to be the case?
100%. There's definitely a silent majority. And, you know, I personally, we didn't deal with issues with support from like faculty and such, but I know there are many liberal professors, but like we received funding from the university to do events,
right.
So the university was fairly supportive of us, but there are individual very liberal professors that generally speaking I think are more liberal than the student body.
Would you agree with that?
I would agree wholeheartedly.
You know, it's interesting. You guys didn't have to stand up, and I have to imagine there was, you know, there's a target on your backs when you speak up.
It definitely felt like it. There was a lot of not necessarily nice comments made on social media, but we also received a lot of support from a lot of people, which was nice to see.
A lot of support, and a lot of donors to the university spoke up as well. But because mm-hmm. of what you guys did, and I saw the interview you did on the TPUSA website, here you are today. And just a few moments ago, we got word that the University of Memphis has decided they're going to cancel that initiative, so they will not be bribing teachers with a $3,000. How does that make you feel?
It's great news, but it's hard to get too excited about it right now because there's still a lot of work to be done, because there's still campuses across America that are still pushing that into their curriculum.
Here in studio with us, Peyton Thornburg. He is the vice president of the chapter, the TPUSA chapter here. We were talking before the break about the big event, the AmeriFest, that was in Phoenix. You were there.
Yes, sir, I was.
Describe that experience, being around so many other conservatives.
It was unlike anything I've experienced in my life. There was about 10,000 other students and adult attendees that we're all like-minded and just fired up to be there, and the speakers did an amazing job. Like Tucker Carlson opened up for us that first day, and it was just electric. The atmosphere was.
So I want to ask you about we have the midterms coming up, and I know that you guys are going to be very involved in that effort. 2024. Who do you like for the Republican nomination?
Well, as a member of Turning Point, I can't necessarily give my political leanings about who I can endorse. But as my personal opinion, Turning Point aside, I definitely Trump all the way.
Is that right?
Yes,
so you're a Donald Trump guy.
I am.
All right. You know, because you're from North Mississippi, mm-hmm. and that was just about as red could be,
yes,
in the last election. So a lot of Trump supporters in that area.
Big time.
All right. Well, congratulations. This has got to be exciting news for you guys.
Yes, sir. It really is. We're ecstatic.
All right. Well, the breaking news here, folks, is that the University of Memphis, as a result of the TPUSA, we're just going to give you guys credit, but where credit is due here. TPUSA brought this to the national forefront. They were going to bribe faculty members with $3,000 to insert critical race theory into the curriculum. And thanks to these young people, they were bold enough, courageous enough to take a stand, and now the university is backing down. And ultimately, that's what it's really all about here, folks, is that when you take a stand, you're going to be able to facilitate change. But you've got to be willing to get out there and take that chance. And Peyton, you and your friends and fellow TPUSAers have done a great job here.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right, what do you want to do with your degree?
I'm hoping to get into politics ultimately.
All right. Well, you know, Steve Cohen, we need somebody to go up against that guy.
Yes, sir.
I know you can't talk politics, but if you do, let me know if you need a press secretary. So. Hey,
you'll be the first person I call.
All right. Peyton Thornburg, ladies and gentlemen, from TPUSA. Isn't that great? Isn't that encouraging to know that there are young people out there that are willing to take a stand and willing to fight back? They didn't march in the streets. They didn't burn down. You guys didn't burn down anything on Beale Street, did you?
No, we actually had a peaceful protest.
A peaceful protest. I love it. I love it. It proves once again, folks, that you can facilitate change. We just got to take a stand together, and we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
I love stories like that that have a happy ending. And again, folks, the reality is that many of these kids, you're raising these great young conservatives, they go to campus, and all of a sudden they're exposed to these far-left teachers. And as you heard our last guest, who's with TPUSA at the University of Memphis, by and large, the student body is conservative, and yet the faculty is ultra-liberal. And the only reason the faculty is there is to indoctrinate your kids. But thank goodness these, you know, Gracie was, I said, well, how did you hear about our show? And he said, well, I was working construction. The guy lives over in North Mississippi, working construction, and would drive around in the company truck, and he would listen to the show. And that's really, folks, that's what it's about. It's about, you know, again, you've got to pass along our conservative values. It's not something that just happens. We've got to educate the next generation. And that's what we try to do on this radio program. And so a lot of you, especially you homeschool parents, you actually take a break during the day and you have your kids listen to the show so they can pick up a little bit of info on what's happening in the culture and what's happening in society, and you can hear my analysis. You can also hear opinions that might be different from yours. That's what this is all about. So again, a great victory at the University of Memphis, where these college students discovered that the faculty was being bribed $3,000 to teach critical race theory in their classes. And they were exposed. And now, thanks to their efforts and the donors threatening to pull their donations, the university has had a change of heart. But you got to keep your eye on this kind of stuff. It's happening in every single public university in America, every single one of them. So I say good for you, Turning Point USA. You kids did a terrific, terrific thing. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So Kevin McCarthy sat down with our friends over at Breitbart just a few moments ago, and he's laying out his vision to be the next Speaker of the House. And he had this to say about Ilhan Omar.
The Democrats have created a new thing where they're picking and choosing who could be on committee. Never in the history have you had the majority tell the minority who could be on committee. But this new standard, which these Democrats have voted for, if Eric Swalwell cannot get a security clearance in the private sector, there's no reason why he should be given one to be on Intel or Homeland Security. So that will not, he will not be serving there.
So you're going to, yes, if you're the Speaker of the House, you're going to remove him from those committees.
Ilhan Omar should not be serving on foreign affairs.
What about any committees for Ilhan Omar?
You know, this is a new level of what the Democrats have gone. You look at Adam Schiff. He should not be serving on Intel when he has openly, knowingly now used a fake dossier, lied to the American public in the process, and doesn't have any ill will, says he wants to continue to do it. So we're going to reshape. I mean, think about what happened in Afghanistan. Why did Afghanistan collapse so fast? Was the Intel Committee under Adam Schiff focused on impeachment and not on the safety of America? Why are people coming across the border that are on a terrorist watch list? What are they doing about it? And their own members on that committee says it's not happening when it's true. We need to have an intel committee that looks at what's happening around the world and keeps America safe. It should do exactly what it was created, overseeing of our agencies and others. And so we're going to hold people to a higher standard in the process if they want to be on the Intel Committee and on the training of what to be a part of that. Take the politics out of it, of what they've been doing. I've looked at and I tried to get a committee on China.
Pelosi walked away from that.
She walked away from it. Mm-hmm. When it took me 8 months for you to get, and you watch what's happening today, would we have the supply chain problem? We did a China task force. We didn't stop. And you read through the recommendations. Those are the things we're going to implement, but America would be stronger today had we been able to do that sooner.
A very simple question, ladies and gentlemen. Do you believe that Kevin McCarthy is up for the job? If the Republicans retake the House of Representatives, do you believe that we're going to be better off with Kevin McCarthy or someone like Jim Jordan? 844-747-8868. That is our toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. We're going to play more of the interview coming up after the news break. I want to go to the phones. Keith, hanging out with us on The Talk Station in North Carolina. Hi, Keith. What's up?
Well, Todd, I hope you don't mind, but I'm going to plug one of your books.
Now, Keith, I would never object to that, my friend.
Well, you were talking to that Young America guy a while ago, and you were talking about what's going on in the schools. Yeah, I've been reading your book, God Bless America, and I've reached a certain point in it that I just had to call and repeat this because I have told people this for years. You take the West Coast and the East Coast, and you've got Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, what we have, what you said in your book there, you were quoting Billy Graham, quoting his wife, whenever she was reading his book about sliding the slow slide to per diem or whatever, purgatory, I guess you would call it. And she said, Billy, if God does not punish America, he'll need to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. And I really think that one phrase, that one paragraph summarized your entire book. And anybody out there that has not read that book, go to the library and get it. Go to Amazon. Go to Books a Million. Go to wherever it is. Get that book and read it. That's all I got to say.
Well, Keith, that is very kind of you to say. And it was a fun book to write, but it was a sobering book to write because when you put it all together, when you put all the stories together, what's been happening in this country in one book, you realize, wow, this is the ultimate agenda of the left. And this is what a godless society looks like. And we don't want that. But that's where we're going if people of faith don't stand up. So, Keith, God bless you. And thank you for those very kind words. And I'm writing the current book. The new book is in the process. And I think you guys are going to love it. It's of the same feel of Godless America, but I've got a lot of important things to say in that book. It'll be out in September, October. Hey, got to take a break here, folks. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. You know, we've been following the travails of the University of Pennsylvania's ladies swim team. Is that the proper way to say that? Is it ladies or women's? You know, back when I was growing up, you had, you know, the male and female sports teams. It was like, our high school was the Rebels, and then the ladies were called the Rebelettes, right? So, or if you're the Tigers, you're the Tigerettes or the Lady Tigers. But I'm not, so I really don't know what they, I don't know what they call it, to be honest with you. But anyway, the University of Pennsylvania women's swim team had a big controversy with the guy who thinks he's a girl and has been blowing out records all over women's swimming. So over the weekend, something very strange, something very weird happened when the swimmer, the male swimmer who identifies as a female swimmer, went up against a female swimmer who identifies as a male swimmer, and the female swimmer who identifies as the male swimmer actually beat the male swimmer who identifies as a female swimmer. I need a drink. But there you go. That's the latest from the world of collegiate sports. By the way, another big story that we followed over the weekend, Matt Walsh, our good friend, you see his stuff over at the Daily Wire all the time, he got suspended from Twitter because he was weighing in on this issue of gender. And Matt Walsh basically was suspended because he pointed out there were that biological males are men. Well, I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Always great to have with us the Daily Wire entertainment guru, Megan Basham. Megan, hope you're doing good.
I'm doing well, Todd. How are you doing?
You know, I'm trying not to be confused.
It's hard.
It's hard. It's hard. But Matt, I think, is back on Twitter now, so that's a good thing.
Yes, you know, in his inimitable Matt style, he made his faux apology over confusing what type of parts men and women have. So I'm not going to read Matt's tweet, but you can go there and see. And if you follow Matt, you can guess what sort of tweet he made to do his fake apology.
You know who I feel sorry for, Megan? And I don't want to, I know I'm going to get in trouble with the theologians out there. I feel sorry for St. Peter. You know, you kick the bucket, you're at the pearly gates, and St. Peter's like, well, wait a second. When we sent you down there, you were a male, and where are all these extra parts? Where are the original parts?
Listening to you read that story, I'm like, I have a headache. I need to take a nap.
Oh, my word. Megan, so much going on. And, of course, starting out with the death of Bob Saget, which has just really stunned a generation of young people who grew up watching Full House.
Yeah, it really has. And, you know, it sort of broke my heart. We don't know what happened yet. We know that drugs weren't involved, so that's good to hear because you always, when you see a young celebrity death, your mind immediately goes to something salacious. So it was relieving to hear that nothing like that was involved. And as I thought about Bob Saget, you know, I kind of grew up as somebody who sneered a little bit at Full House because my sister, my baby sister, liked it, and I thought I was a little too cool for Full House. But as I got older, I really came to appreciate Bob Saget's presence and what he represented as sort of America's new dad. And then even further, as I got to know him as a comedian, he was a little raw for my taste, which might surprise people about Bob Saget. But he also spoke out a lot against cancel culture. And I think people don't realize that about him is that that's part of why I think other comedians like Norm Macdonald respected him so much, is that he was a guy who really defended free speech and free expression in all its forms. So, you know, RIP to Bob Saget.
And, of course, that TV show generated so many stars and launched the careers of a lot of people, John Stamos, Candace Cameron, and Lori Loughlin. Is she out of jail now?
Oh, yeah. She's been out for a while.
All right.
You know, she's on the Rehabilitation of the Image tour now.
So gotcha.
I think she'll be back on something soon.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. There is another big story that you've been writing about, and this involves something that's happening north of the border where Canadian pastors now face jail time if they preach things such as the biblical definition of marriage or sex and values from a biblical perspective.
Yes, and as Pastor James Coates, who's one of the primary pastors speaking out about it in Canada, said, this essentially criminalizes evangelism. I'm going to have a big story coming out on this later this week. I was able to speak to Pastor John MacArthur, who has issued a call to American pastors to speak about this on January 16th
from the pulpit and to basically let the governments of both Canada and the U.S. know that you are attacking the word of God. Those were his words. You are attacking the word of God. And I think it's important for people to know that, yes, this is a Canadian law that just passed, but one, it passed without any opposition from the so-called conservative party. So that, you know, the David French style conservatives there did not issue any sort of pushback against this legislation. And then here, we're seeing similar legislation introduced right now in Indiana. So it's already here, and the time to start talking about it is now.
You know, and Megan, it's interesting you brought that up, because we did a segment early on. There's a lot of controversy surrounding Focus on the Family, and they're going to be complying with OSHA's mandates. They say that doesn't mean they support the vaccine. They're adamantly against forced vaccines, but they don't want to have to spend all their donor money on fines from the government. And I was reading, I mean, hundreds of people are just enraged over this. And the primary concern people have is, well, wait a second, your job is to stand up to the government to take a stand. And the problem here is that you haven't even been out there, you know, shouting from the rooftops that this was going to impact religious ministries, much like the Canadians. If the church in America doesn't stand up with a very loud voice, you're right, this kind of stuff is going to happen here in this country.
Right. And I'll be honest with you, I have not looked deeply into the Focus on the Family story, but having done some reporting on churches and vaccine mandates, it doesn't surprise me. And what does surprise me, though, I think, is the naivety with which a lot of ministries and churches are treating the states coming after them. They seem to keep trying to imply, like, it's not really about us. They're not really trying to control us. I'm like, no, they are. And every step down this path is reinforcing for them the idea that, and we can get away with it. So we are going to enforce these mandates on you, and we will get away with it. And they are going to be followed by other mandates. Because look, once you say that these things can be done under the guise of health, well, I guarantee you these types of conversion bans, conversion therapy bans, where you cannot preach on biblical sexuality, they're going to enforce those under the guise of mental health as well.
And Megan, that will happen if, you know, again, you mentioned one state already looking at that. California is the bellwether, because they have a supermajority of Democrats that control every state office. And if a state is going to go down that path, I would expect California to do that.
Well, and California has a conversion therapy ban. It is much more limited than the C4 bill. But, you know, I think you need to know about this is, the last Democratic convention, they made conversion therapy bans a tenet of their platform. So you're going to be looking for this. They're going to be coming after churches under this guise of mental health. And that's why I would go, you know, these things that are happening with Focus on the Family, it actually is connected to these types of bills. Because once you say the government can dictate your health choices, they're going to come after you in all kinds of ways.
Oh, you got that right. They sure will. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Megan Basham, who's a Daily Wire entertainment reporter. Megan, Patton Oswalt, I thought he was creepy on The King of Queens back in the day. And I was just never a Patton Oswalt fan. And we know he's a far lefty, but apparently he and Dave Chappelle, longtime friends, took a photo with Dave Chappelle, and now he's why is he apologizing for this?
Well, you know, because somebody with the name of, you know, TransGrinder92 came after him on Twitter, so you can understand why he would fold in the face of such power.
Oh my gosh! I
mean, what's really sad about it is that Dave Chappelle is so much more successful than Patton Oswalt, and he was actually doing a longtime friend. They've been friends, by Oswalt's own admission, for 34 years. And he did him a favor and said, hey, I've got a big show in Seattle. Come over, do a guest set. And still, Patton Oswalt threw him under the bus like that. I'm sort of stunned. And I hope that Dave Chappelle is taking note, because I go, man, you don't need friends like that.
Exactly. No, he really doesn't. And I'm a huge Dave Chappelle fan. I wouldn't invite the, you know, the Thursday night Bible study group over to watch, but it's some funny stuff. And what I find fascinating is the LGBT community, the activists have tried to destroy this man, and he's only gotten more popular talking about Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, he has. So, I, you know, what I do fear, though, is a Dave Chappelle is at a level where he knows I can say what I want to say, and they're not going to be able to destroy my career over it. But I do get concerned about the young club comic.
Oh, sure.
Watching this stuff happen and thinking, oh, well, I better be quiet or they're going to come after me, and I don't have Dave Chappelle influence and money.
I don't mean to throw a curveball, but I have to ask you, have you seen Yellowstone yet?
I still haven't. I am so behind the times on
Megan.
It. I really need to watch it. But I have heard about how much liberals hate it, which really makes me want to watch it. So I've got to carve out some time.
You're the Daily Wire entertainment reporter. You need to be on top of these things.
I'm doing so much reporting, I have no time for watching. It's killing me.
So look, Meghan McCain, she nailed it. She said the reason why people love Yellowstone is because it's not woke, and it's not good for the church crowd, but it is a great series. You're going to love it.
Well, all I needed to see was Kevin Costner in that cowboy hat, you know, doing his masculine patriarchy thing. And I'm like, all right, I'm sold. I'm in. I need to watch this.
The best part was when an environmentalist wanted to order something gluten-free, and the chef said, what's gluten? That's all you need to know about Yellowstone.
Oh, I love it. Yes, I absolutely need to make that my next binge.
All right, Megan, we got to leave it there. Always good having you on the program. Great columns you write over at Daily Wire, and we look forward to talking to you down the road.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
All right, Megan Basham, everybody, from the Daily Wire. She is the entertainment reporter, and if you don't read her columns, you really should. It's just great, great stuff. Before we go to break here, we've got Ernest from Mississippi, been holding on for a while, listening to us on the great WPMO. Good to have you with us, Ernest. What's on your mind?
How are you doing, Todd? I get right to it. You mentioned Kevin McCarthy. McCarthy has moments in the spotlight, but like many Republicans, I find out that he's too wishy-washy, strong on some things, but not always on the right things. And you mentioned Meadows, I'm thinking Meadows, or even, I know he's not there anymore, but still, somebody like that, or Jordan, I would prefer. And like I've told Senator Wicker's office, I said, I only voted for him because he's wishy-washy, because I don't want a Democrat to take the seat, because at least with the Republicans, more babies will live and our rights will still stand. But McCarthy, I feel that we say vote for Republican, he get in that position, then he'll be like good moments like McConnell, and then there'll be bad moments. But McCarthy, no. Comfortably as a speaker, I wouldn't want him there.
Yeah, that's, you know, Ernest, I'm with you. It's, you know, he has good days and bad days, and there's just no consistency. And we need someone that is going to fight and stand up for the Republican conservative agenda, like Nancy Pelosi has stood up for the leftist agenda.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm with you. Ernest, I feel bad for you in Mississippi. You guys have your two senators are just a little kind of like McCarthy, wishy-washy.
Yes. And I do call their office, but I was very clear with Senator Wicker's office that I don't care to vote for him, but then I don't want a Democrat to take the seat. And I called Senator Hyatt-Smith and let her know that she has stood stronger than Wicker. I like to see her do a whole lot better. And that's my thing. They just won't be consistent enough for me, and they're so to speak for us. And believe me, I do call quite often. I'm polite. But I let them know I'm only one person on the phone, but there are a lot of people like me.
You know what, Ernest? I think you raise an excellent point here. We've got to skedaddle. Thank you for listening.
Yes.
Thanks for calling in, too. And we're going to be down in the Pascagoula area speaking at a church down there in a couple of weeks. So we'll fill you guys in on the details. So be listening to WPMO, and we'll get to that. Folks, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868. That is a toll-free telephone number. 844-747-8868. Is Kevin McCarthy your guy as Speaker of the House? We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
You folks have gone and done it. I don't know what we're going to be able to do with you guys. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. You folks have irritated the good people over at CNN, the most profane name in news.
Crying Negro Network.
As always, thank you, Judge Joe Brown. So here we go. Brian Stelter, the Dwarf King, and his little dwarfette, Oliver Darcy. They're very upset because all of you people, and by you people, talking about conservatives and talk radio, all of you people are just ignoring everything. You're not paying attention to the mandate. You're not wearing your mask. You're not socially distancing yourselves. What's wrong with you? CNN says, you people are just living your lives. How dare you? How dare you live your lives? You must live in fear. Good job. Keep it up, ladies and gentlemen. You got to love it when you trigger those folks over there at CNN, the most profane name in news.
Crying Negro Network.
Again, thank you, Judge Joe Brown. It's like he's just a regular part of the show now. Let's go to the phones, 844-747-8868. Ernie on the talk station. All right, Ernie, welcome to the show.
Well, Todd, you asked about Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah, so what, you know, he's saying all the right things. You know, he wants to expel AOC and Eric Swalwell. And he wants to, you know, he wants to lay down the law. But what say you?
What say I is I remember about a year ago after the January 6th nonsense, he made a statement to the effect that Donald Trump will never, ever be nominated for president again. I'm not quoting his exact word, but he said, if I have anything to do with it, he will never be nominated to be the president of the United States again. And look at the guy's voting record. He's basically a rhino.
Yeah, you know, Ernie, I've heard that. I've heard that from a lot of folks up in Washington, D.C. I go to the House Freedom Caucus meetings, and I hear those kinds of rumblings. People have some concerns about that. So I don't know. He says the right things, but I don't know if he's the guy. Ernie, thank you for the call. We got a skedaddle. The computer's going to cut us off. What do you think here, folks? Kevin McCarthy, is he a conservative? A rhino? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Show. Folks, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. It's like we have competing bumper tunes there, so it is what it is. As long as I'm not stroking out, it's a good day. Good to have you with us here, folks. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. I want to tell you about some incredible things that are happening here with our good friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow. Mike has given us our very own page over at MyPillow.com. It's MyPillow.com/Stearns. You know, we told you last week, Bed Bath & Beyond, they gave him the boot. And what happened? What happened when they gave Mike Lindell the boot? You can't buy a MyPillow product in Bed Bath & Beyond. Well, a year later, they've lost $100 million. They've had to close 37 stores, and more stores are going to be closed later on this year. So a lot of you folks are now buying his products online, MyPillow.com/Stearns. So Mike wanted to do something nice for us, which is why he's selling MyPillows, the classic standard MyPillow, $19.98 with a promo code. And that promo code is Stearns. So if you go to MyPillow.com/Stearns and use my promo code, you're going to get incredible discounts on the pillows. You're going to get the doggy beds, the mattress toppers, you name it. MyPillow.com/Stearns. All right, let's go to the phones. Irene in Phoenix, Arizona, on our live stream. All right, Irene, what do you think about Kevin McCarthy?
Well, he's okay, but my
my fan. I mean, I'm a fan of Jim Jordan, and I'd like to give you three reasons why. Jim Jordan has paid a price for taking his strong stand. And number two, he's got a fire and a passion in his belly that I absolutely love. And I think that would be very contagious to the other Republicans if he were to lead with that fire and passion.
I'm with you, Irene. I love Jim Jordan. The guy's a fighter, and he has proven himself. He's a veteran of many, many political wars, and I think he would do a terrific job leading the House of Representatives and leading the conservative effort there. And if not Jordan, I think it would be a hoot if Donald Trump, if he chose not to run for the White House, if maybe Donald Trump might consider stepping in.
Yeah.
Now, that would be entertaining.
I wouldn't complain about that.
All right. Well, Irene, thank you for listening to the program, and thanks for giving us a call. We appreciate that. All of our great listeners out in Phoenix, Arizona. Well, a big story we've been following out of Chicago is this battle between Mayor Lori Lightfoot and the Chicago Teachers Union. Long story short, schools are closed. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. A great friend of this program, Amy Jacobson from Salem Radio Chicago. Amy, good to have you with us today.
Well, hello, Todd. And guess what? I just found out that school's canceled again tomorrow for a fifth day. I just got the email from our school saying that due to staff shortages and not knowing who's going to be in class, school is canceled yet again tomorrow.
Amy, very rarely do I agree with Lori Lightfoot on anything, but look, she's spot on here. We got to get the kids back in the classroom.
Well, here's the thing. The teachers have no intention of going back to school, and this is not about a safety issue, Todd. This never has. But they're not worried about catching COVID. They're worried in flexing their muscle because we have a new CEO of CPS, and he's brand new. He's young. He's not even 50 years old, so they're flexing their muscles to him. They've got tire marks all over Lori Lightfoot because she knows that this is a breach of contract and she could take them to court and file an injunction. And she's not, because she's so wishy-washy. She just wants to be loved, that she thinks, oh, we'll just keep going to the negotiating table and they're going to cave. And they're not. They're just going to keep dragging her along until next Tuesday, which is the day that they originally wanted to go back for in-person learning. And that's what's going to happen. So, she can just sit there and spin her wheels, but nothing's going to happen.
I'm curious, Amy, what are your callers, your listeners saying there in Chicago?
Well, obviously, I mean, we've done this song and dance about 6,000 times in the past 16 years that I've been associated with them through my children going to school there. And I wish to God we could have gotten out, but for personal reasons, we couldn't have. But they're not surprised. I mean, they say that they want remote learning, but we can't. There's a new state law. You cannot go district-wide remote learning. So what the CPS and the mayor are offering, which I think is very reasonable, is school-to-school basis and classroom-to-classroom basis. You have a high positivity rate, and a lot of kids are going to be out, then go to remote learning for that certain grade in that school. But you can't go, like, our school has 8 cases right now. For teachers, 8 cases. And for kids, it's 28 out of 2,000. You don't shut down a whole school and go remote learning for that. That's ridiculous. But they're just trying to exercise control and power, and that's what this is all about. But our listeners, you know, they're fed up with teachers. And I will tell you this, though, Todd. There are certain schools where teachers are going back. Mount Greenwood Elementary, 98% of the teachers went back to school. They're having class today. At our high school, there's certain teachers that are back, so about 500 kids could go back to school, and they just have one-on-one tutoring or do, you know, like there's an improv session or, you know, just team building exercises, just something to keep them off the streets of Chicago and in school, because 7 kids since this has begun have died from COVID in the past 2.5 years, and 149 have been fatally shot. So
there
we
you
know
go.
What the real problem is Chicago is. And it's not COVID. Yes, I know it is serious. I'm not minimizing the importance of that, but our kids are fine for the most part. they're not the super spreaders that they thought they were going to be. And in fact, Todd, there's only 2 to 5 cases that possibly could be student to teacher transmission.
Is that right? So, wow, Amy Jacobson.
I've got a front row seat to all this. I mean, I've been doing this. This has been my life's work for the past 2 years. I go to Dr. Wardy's press conferences, the mayor's press conferences, the governor's, and that's it. 2 to 5 cases that they can possibly trace back from student to teacher transmission.
Amy Jacobson, Salem, Chicago, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Amy, I'm curious, have you guys in the Chicago area seen an uptick in people that are homeschooling or sending their kids to private school over the past couple of years?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's insane. Yes, there have been about 20,000 that dropped out of CPS that are not all homeschooling. Some of them are going to private school, Catholic schools, Jewish schools. They're just finding other alternatives. And then there's 10,000 that we just don't know where they are. They just dropped out. And over the summer, there was a big push to find these children. Where did these kids go? Well, you know, where did they just drop out of school completely? Or did there, a lot of parents moved their kids out of state. I know that 6 people on our block moved. One went to Michigan, Colorado, Florida, you know, where they're free and where they can have a life for their kids, because this is ridiculous. Last year, Todd, our kids had 14 days of in-person learning because it was a hybrid model, so they were only allowed 2 days a week, and they started in March. So it is insane what the teachers union has gotten away with this whole time, and now that they're doing this, this is just, she should take them to court and put her foot down, and she should absolutely not pay the teachers who have not been showing up for work.
Oh, look, I would have fired them. Do what Reagan did with the air traffic controllers back in the day.
I know. I wish that they could do that. Our governor's got to do that. He's not going to do that. He placates the union. It's an election year. He needs their vote. So he's going to offer testing because he's a gazillionaire and he can. And his Pritzker group owns the SHIELD testing program that they want to use. It's just all typical, you know, Illinois politics, that's for sure. So it's, you know, they want more testing. They want N95 masks. We got them the N95 masks. They were just delivered an hour ago, by the way, just so you know. Dr. Wardy put out a big press release. So that's in place, and they're still not going to go back because this is about power and control.
And so far they've got it. And until the mayor decides to play hardball with these folks, you know, that's the way it's going to be. Amy, we're going to leave it there. Thank you for the intel. We're going to touch base with you again to get an update on all of this. It's a sad, sad situation there in the Chicago public schools.
Yep, and our kids are stuck in the middle of it, and I'm here for you anytime, Todd. Thank you.
All right, Amy Jacobson from Salem Radio Chicago on the ground there, and she's been going to the meetings. Personally, I think any day a child is homeschooled is a heck of a lot better than what they're getting in public school education. But the reality is not everybody can homeschool their kids. Not everybody has the money to send their kids to a private school, a parochial school. And public school is it. So we'll see what happens here. But if it had been up to me, I'd have pulled a Reagan and fired every one of their butts. All right, 844-747-8868, that is our toll-free telephone number. The question of this hour, talking about Kevin McCarthy, beginning to make his play to be the next Speaker of the House, and the question at hand is Kevin McCarthy a conservative or a rhino? Do you believe he is the best choice to lead Republicans? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Got to tell you about our friends over at myfaithvotes.org. They are doing something very important. They are helping to mobilize Christians to get out and vote. Remember what Adrian Rogers, the great pastor, once said, Christians have a responsibility to go and vote. We're supposed to be civil lambs, but not silent lambs. And that's one of the reasons I support My Faith Votes. It is incredibly important. Folks, 1 out of 3 Christians, they don't vote. 1 out of 3. That's incredibly offensive. 1 out of 3 Christians don't show up and vote on Election Day. And you wonder why the country's going to hell in a handbasket? So My Faith Votes is trying to do something about that, and I want you to check out a special page they've set up for us, myfaithvotes.org/Todd. That's myfaithvotes.org/Todd, and let's get involved. We got a country to save, folks. That's what this is all about. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Oh, Clay Aiken. Remember that guy from American Idol? What was that song? He only had, I think, a one-hit song. The Measure of a Man. I don't think he measures up that much, to be honest with you. He's running for Congress. Clay Aiken announcing he's running for Congress as a Democrat in North Carolina, going after Madison Cawthorn. Oh, that ought to be entertaining. Also, this just in from California. Governor Gavin Newsom wants California to be the first state in the nation to provide health care to all illegal aliens. So all illegal aliens in California will be getting free health care. And it's not free. It's paid for by the taxpayers. May I just say something? All of you freedom-loving patriots that are still left in the Golden State, just pack your bags and head on out. Yeah, forget about a U-Haul. As a matter of fact, there was a story over the weekend that U-Haul, they've run out of U-Hauls because people are literally leaving the state in droves. By the way, the number one state that the Californians are moving to, Texas. And the top three, I don't know number two, number three is Tennessee. And all I can say is, I do not speak for the entire volunteer state, but don't you move to our state and bring your politics with you, or we're going to have some problems. That's all I'm going to say. There you go. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Lee, listening to us on WDUN in Georgia. Hi, Lee. What's on your mind?
Hey, Todd. Thanks for taking my call, buddy.
Glad to do it.
I listen to you guys all the time. You're right on with this stuff. And McCarthy, if you remember, if my memory don't mess me, one time, one of our congressmen step down? He was majority leader and did nothing. And now he's wanting to be a Speaker of the House? Was that correct?
Well, he's had the opportunity to speak out a couple of times and to do something, and he took a pass. And I understand, look, it's politics. You got to pick your battles. I get that. But my concern here is we need somebody who is not going to be another Paul Ryan or a John Boehner.
I'm sorry. I apologize. That's who it was, Paul Ryan. He was the one that...
Oh, yeah. Paul Ryan destroyed. Paul Ryan is the reason why Donald Trump's agenda stalled in Congress. And now that guy is calling the shots over at Fox News Channel.
Exactly. That's who he was. My apologies. I apologize to McCarthy. But he's still a rhino.
Yes. So let's see how this plays out here, Lee. We've got first of all, the Republicans have to win, and I think they're going to. But the issue for me is we need a different kind of Republican leader. We need someone who is going to be a Tip O'Neill, who is willing to work with the other side, but is not willing to compromise and betray voters and betray the party platform. That's the kind of Republican leader we need. Someone with a backbone of steel.
Yeah, Tim Gordon would be a good one.
I'm with you, Lee. I'm with you. I think Jim Jordan would make a fine Speaker of the House. 844-747-8868. Lee, thank you for the call. God bless you. That's 844-747-8868. Howard, listening to us on WRWH, says this. And Todd, Donald Trump is going to be the next Speaker of the House. He is going. All right, so we're marking this down, Howard. He says Trump is going to be the next Speaker of the House. He is going to run for the congressional district in Mar-a-Lago, which is, Palm Beach, and will be elected Speaker. Just remember, you heard it first. Well, Howard, I've got some news for you. He doesn't even need to run for Congress. If the Republicans gain control of the House, all they've got to do is nominate Trump. And if they've got the votes, he's the next Speaker of the House, because according to the U.S. Constitution, you do not have to be an elected member of Congress to be Speaker of the House of Representatives. So just something to keep in mind there as we move forward. By the way, this story. People wondering why is it that people on Twitter, why is it that conservatives keep getting banned on Twitter? What's going on? Well, the FEC keeps track of donation dollars. This is from The Blaze, TheBlaze.com. The FEC says that Twitter employees made 99% of political donations to the Democrats. In other words, 99% of Twitter employees made donations to Democrats. Google. Oh, sweet mercy. Why am I not surprised by this? Google employees, 94% of Google employees gave money to Democrats. And here are the numbers. $652,600 to the Dems, only $37,700 to Republicans. Twitter employees donated $14,848. I guess Twitter doesn't pay as much as Google does. Maybe that's why the donations are so low. But they gave most of that to the Democrats. This is why. It's very simple. This is why conservatives keep getting banned on social media. Now, look, I love Getter. I love Rumble. I love whatever President Trump's about to launch on President's Day, social media platforms. But may I say this as we wrap up today's broadcast? The only platform that I can trust is mine because I control it. And that's why we encourage you to download our podcast, our newsletter. You can comment. You can debate on our website. We control that. And we don't banish people. We let you. We believe in free speech. And you're able to do that on our page. So I would encourage you, bookmark toddstearns.com. Check it out every day. Folks, got to get out of here. Been a fun day. Have a good one, America.